ball comes in from Blake. Oh, amazing! Oh, my word! The Stags have done it again! Mark Blake, the ball drops into Barnett's hole, and Mark Blake, 30 yards down, does a Chris Greenacre, chips it in, over the top of Lee Harrison, and my goodness me, Mansfield Town have the lead. It's 4 minutes gone, and it's Barnett nil, Mansfield Town 1. It came out to the edge of the box. It was fired back in by a Barnett striker, and it came off a Stags defender and shot into the bottom left-hand corner. And it was Mark Harbour who brings Barnett back on terms. It's Barnett 1, Mansfield 1.
Comes short this time inside to John Doolan. Gives it back to Stockley. Doolan's with him. Doolan gets it back. Goes around Corden, gets the cross in. It's dangerous. Sam Stockley! A beautiful looping header from Sam Stockley. Makes it Barnett 2, Mansfield Town 1. 31 minutes on the clock. And it's now Barnett 3, Mansfield Town 1. And that really was absolutely dire defending. And who else but Scott McLeish?
Bacon has it. What can he do here? Time to go round heel.
It's in the box. Clark shoots. Clark scores. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. That was as easy as you like. Well, that merely makes you wonder why Mansfield Town have not done that before. A link-up play on this left-hand side between Corden and Bacon. Bacon came inside for Clark. In acres of space, Mark Arbour and Greg Hill just ball-watching. And Cyril Clark, as cool as you like, flips it around Harrison to make it Barnett 3, Mansfield Town 2.
All the Stags players surround each other, and the biggest cheer goes up on the terraces as the Mansfield Town celebrate a Chris Greenacre goal. Managed to get behind Greg Hill, the captain of Barnett, who's had a super game, but he fired it hard and thunderous into the back of Barnett's goal, and it's now Barnett 3, Mansfield 3, with half an hour gone in the second half.